This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Now we'll head to another East Bay yard where urban farmer Novella Carpenter is raising rabbits, chickens, and goats right in the middle of Oakland's Ghost Town neighborhood. She blogs about it at Ghost Town Farm, and she wrote about it in her book, Farm City, The Education of an Urban Farmer. KLW's Ben Trefney sat down with Novella Carpenter to ask her how exactly it all works.
Well, basically, it's two parts. There's one, which is the vegetable garden, which is on this, it's 4,500 square feet. So it's the same size as a house, like a lot that a house would normally be on. That is filled with vegetables and fruit trees. And then in the backyard, I have, my goats in the back and the chicken. So there's a chicken house and a goat, shed. And
how many goats and chickens do you have?
There's six goats. There's two moms and four babies. And then there's six chickens. And then on our deck, which is a very shady sort of windy area, is where we keep the rabbits. Rabbits hate to be overheated, so we keep them out on the front deck.
And how many rabbits do you have right
there
now?
There are 15 at this moment.
Uh-huh. Mm. Or 16, maybe.
I know. They breed like rabbits. So.
Could you have cows if you wanted to? Is that allowed in
Oakland? I think that would definitely be looked down upon. I can't imagine a cow working out in the city. They're just too big. They're kind of cumbersome. I'm not sure if I could actually get enough food to them. But I think probably you could do sheep. You know, you could have sheep that go around and mow people's lawns.
Sure.
I mean, for instance, in the White House, I can't remember what year, they had sheep that mowed the White House lawn. Oh. I mean, it is something that used to happen. We've just forgotten.
Are these legal by zoning requirements in the city? I mean, if you want to have an urban farm and have it fully outfitted with livestock, then what can you have and what are you limited to?
It depends on which city you live in. Mm-hmm. So I can't remember. San Francisco definitely has like more strict laws than, say, Oakland. So you really just have to check your local city ordinance.
I understand that you actually share notes on goats with your local liquor store owner.
I do. There's a guy named Mossad who owns Brothers Market, which is about half a block away from my house. And he's from Yemen, and he was a goat farmer before he moved to America to become a liquor store owner. And he's a fount of knowledge, goat knowledge. So he, you know, he's able to tell me different things about how to feed them. He also kept bees, so he has many opinions about beekeeping. So it's pretty normal for me just to bring one of my goats over to the liquor store. Just walk it down the street. I brought Hedwig, one of our goats, over the other day just to have him look at her and see if she's okay. And so that's great. That's really great. And like, I think there's also this sort of attitude, like, this is just like a hippie white thing to do, but it's actually not. It's very multi-ethnic. There's all these people with all this information that want to share it, but nobody to tell it to.
So what have you learned then by running an urban farm?
What I learned is that there's no money in farming. It's really hard to make ends meet. It's kind of made me very poor because I have to feed the animals first. It's kind of like having kids, I think. You always want to make sure that the animals are fine and fed and in cages or in their proper environment. That requires some money. I don't know that I'm necessarily like a total advocate. You know, I feel like, of course, it's only something that you should do if you want to do it. I think people sometimes feel like, oh, this is a trendy thing and I should do it. But I know that it's a lot of work and that it isn't right for a lot of people. Like a lot of people, you know, people ask me like, I want to get goats. And I'm just like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Do you know how much work it is? Do you know how much time you're going to be, you know, spending with these animals? So I'm not necessarily advocating that. I mean, mostly I'm just telling a story, you know, about my experiences because hopefully people will learn. It's not like it's just always a bright and happy story. You know, there's definitely downsides of the farm and bad things happen. And I sort of wanted to show the spectrum of what can happen if you do this thing, urban farming.
That was writer and urban farmer Novella Carpenter. She spoke with KLW's Ben Trefney.